Erevin Perk Bey's Mishnah Hey, Va'od Amr Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And another thing Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was just machmer in the previous mission. At the end, the Rav explains one chumrah that specifically we can only make pasin for Be'er Harabim. And now he's going to say another chumrah, which is Hagina Vakarpiv, Shein Shivim Amma Vishiraim al Shivim Amma Vishiraim. If you have a perfect square, that each side of the square is 70 amas and left over, less than an amas, which the Mefarshim explain is 70 and 2/3 of amas. So an amas is 6 tvachim, so 2/3 of that would be so 4 tvachim. 70 amas and 4 tvachim on each side of the square. So 70.33 times 70.33, you basically get 5,000 square amas. I mean, it's a little bit less, but it's very close mathematically. So if you have this area, but it's a gina and a karpef. So gina and a karpef are places that are not mukuf ladira. People don't usually live there. So you have some kind of wall, so it is enclosed, but it's not really living space. A gina is a garden, karpif, it's like we said, it's a place where they would keep wood. And the Mishnah explains, Mukefas gadar gavar asar tfachim, if it's surrounded by a fence that's 10 tfachim high. Metaltalin besocha, so you can carry in there, uvavanshe bashamira obeis dira, oteshehe smuche liir. So the din that Rabbi Yehuda ben says is that the only time you're allowed to carry in such an area is if you have it with a shomira, which is like a little hut that the shomer of the area would sleep in. So you specifically need it that it's hukuf ladira, that it is used as a living space. Or there's a base deer where somebody lives, or it's close to the city. And since it's close to the guy's house, the Rav explains, he's going to always be there. So it's like mukuf ladira. But the main point is, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, even a field that's the size of 5,000 square amas, a little less than that, even if it's not more than that, but it's that area, which is the same area of the chotzer of the Mishkan, you're not allowed to be metatl inside of it unless it's used for dira purposes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilu ein ba ela bor v'shiach umara. So Rabbi Yehuda, who's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, he agrees in principle, it seems, according to the Mefarshim, that more than 5,000 amas, even if it's hukuf ladira, you're not allowed to carry there. And if it's 5,000 amas, the only time you're allowed to carry is if it's hukuf ladira, just like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava just said. But he disagrees and says, what makes something hukuf ladira? That he disagrees. You don't need a base deer. You don't need the shomer's hut over there. Even if it just has a bor, shiach umara. A bor, we know, it's a pit of water. Shiach is not as round and large and circular. It's a more narrow pit that was used for water. Umara is a cave, so it has like a roof around it. And you would enter through the side like we know a cave does. But all these things were used to be mishtamish with water. All these things, metatlan besocha, that's called hukuf ladira. Just having a water source is enough for dira. But in principle, he holds, Rabbi Yehuda does, just like Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva is chaylik. And he says, afilu ein ba achas mikol elu, even if you don't have any of these things. If it's not hukuf ladira, metaltal in besoicha, you're allowed to be metaltal inside of it. Ulvavatshe ba shivim am vishirayim, al shivim am vishirayim. As long as you have 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, it's okay. More than that, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not okay. If it's not hukuf ladira. However, if it is hukuf ladira, even if it's a base core, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, then it's mutter even according to Bikiva. So it sounds like Bikiva is the same exact sheet as we had before, that even with a base core, if it's hukuf ladira, you're allowed to be mishtamish, and if it's not hukuf ladira, dafka 5,000 amas or less. So the Gemara says that the difference is that Bikiva only allows, like the Mishnah says, 70 and 2/3 amas by 70 and 2/3 amas, which is not exactly 5,000 amas when you square it. It's not exactly that amount. It's a little bit less. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's dafka in the tzura of a square where let's say it's 4,994 or something like that. But anything more than that, even if it's not exactly 5,000 amas, Rabbi Kiva would be machmer. Rabbi Eliezer agrees in principle with Rabbi Kiva, but he says that when Rabbi Kiva is mekel, and he allows us to carry when it's a base saw, even if it's not hukuf ladira. If it's not a perfect square, Rabbi Eliezer says, if the length is longer than the width, even by one amma, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside of this. Again, specifically, by 5,000 amas or something close to that, and not hukuf ladira. Rabbi Yossi Amar afilo orka pishnayim berachba metaltal besaycha. Rabbi Yossi says, again, he seems to hold in principle like the Rabbanon, that if it's hukuf ladira, even a very large amount is okay. And this homachlokus is if it's not hukuf ladira, but you do not need a perfect square, according to Rabbi Yossi, even if the length is double than the width, so let's say you have 100 by 50, which is exactly what it was in the Mishkan, metaltal besaycha, you're allowed to be metaltal on that. But if it's more, let's say it's instead of 100 by 50, it's 101 and 49, then you're not allowed to be metaltal, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Mefarshim explained, though, that if it's less than 5,000, or this shear, then even if you have dimensions that are out of whack, let's say it's 75 by 25, it's still okay. This is only an issue when you're basically exactly close to 5,000 amas. Then the dimensions need to be, according to Rabbi Yossi at least, the length cannot be doubled in the width.